You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Chris Haft with MLB.com here with Giants left-hander Javier Lopez. Javi, you've been a lot of places since you started in pro ball in 1998. Are there any places you'd like to visit if you weren't on a road trip?
I think some of the places that I'd like to go, honestly, I've been afforded the luxury of seeing a lot of the country playing this game, this great game, and all the towns, big league towns are great, and everybody enjoys them, and I enjoy them in particular, but some of the places I'd like to go back to are actually some of the minor league parks that I've actually been into. I was so good that I was able to repeat a couple levels. So I was in long season A-ball in the Midwest League, so I went to South Bend for 2 summers, and I'd like to just kind of go back, and if I had some time, I'd probably look at some of those places in the Midwest League, and Cedar Rapids was another fun park way back in the day, and I want to think that it's gotten bigger and better since I've been there, but, you know, my image of those parks were like, those were cathedrals at the time, and they're probably little mom-and-pop's places now, but, you know, those are the things I think places I'd like to go see, the places where I've been that I kind of forgot about.
Cool. Have you ever counted how many states you've baseball has taken you to?
I haven't counted the amount of states. I got to imagine it's a pretty good number. Like I said, the only place I didn't cover was pretty much the Sally League and the Pacific Northwest Leagues. I didn't go up there. I didn't do any of the short season leagues. So being able to play on a West Coast team, a West Coast affiliate and an East Coast affiliate, I pretty much covered from the International League all the way through the PCL. So, you know, a lot of the parks are really beautiful with great fan bases in a lot of the spots in this country, and I think that's what makes baseball great.
Hawaii and Alaska also, I know they have summer leagues.
Yeah, you're right. I did not play in any of those. No, I was unable to. They didn't have the Hawaiian Summer League, I don't think, at the time, and I skipped out on Alaska in college to go up to Cape Cod, so I did that.
When you're done playing, do you think you'll just try not to step on planes most of the time? Or?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know what I really want to do. I know I have, as far as traveling, I have some plans that I'd like to get out. Obviously, since we eat up a bulk of the year to travel during the summer playing this great game, that, you know, I'd like to travel and go to Europe and take in some of those cities. I've never been over to Europe, and even the South Pacific, wouldn't mind going out there. But, you know, I think airplanes might be a little scarce for a while, but I haven't been a homebody for too long in my life, so I don't know anything else. So I'm sure that would grow tiresome, and I'd want to be out and about.
That's about it. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem, Chris. Anytime.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.